When Iowa Nice gets put to the test. Ken, Colleen, and Kurtz, What Happened? Presented by Fiscus Jewelers on Star 102.5.
Well, Melissa is confused and befuddled as to what happened between her and Will. And Melissa, good morning. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me. Thank you so much.
Well, how are you feeling right now?
Oh, guys, I'm so bummed out. You know, it's so hard to find nice, decent guys these days, and I thought I had one, and then he stopped calling.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's always a bit of a bummer. Why don't you tell us how you and Will met?
Sure. We met on Match.com, and I specifically went on that one because I thought people were serious on there, like supposed to be serious. I'm not looking for a hookup. I'm not looking for a one-night stand. I'm looking for a relationship. So
right.
I was trying to find someone serious.
Like, okay. Mm-hmm. Compared to like what? Like a Tinder or Bumble?
Right.
Or, yeah. Okay.
Exactly.
All right. So how long ago was your date?
It was 3 weeks ago. And then the last time I heard from him was 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
Okay. So you did message after the date.
Oh, yeah, definitely. He and I talked, like, for days, back and forth, like, several times a day. So things looked like they were really going well.
Okay.
All right, so in person, you were okay. I mean, everyone goes checks up on each other. Social media-wise, any problems? I mean, anything you found?
Oh, no. I'm really uptight about social media, so I don't post anything controversial at all. So I don't think there's anything on there that he could object to on mine. And I didn't actually look at his, to be honest with you.
Okay. All right. And nothing came up on the date that would, you know, and looking back would make you think, oh, maybe this is why he's ignoring me.
No, not at all. We had a great time. We got along really well. We had a lot in common. And I really liked him. So I don't know. I thought, why would he be texting me afterwards like that if he didn't like me back? You know, like he wasn't interested.
Yeah. It's like something happened, you know, after the date, maybe, or in between the texting, who knows, right? Okay, well, this is why we do the segment. We were able to get in touch with Will. We have him on the other line. He's not been able to hear any of this, but we are going to put you on hold. You'll be able to hear what he has to say, and, you know, we'll give you a chance to chat, okay?
Okay,
all right, hang on, Melissa. Hi, Will?
Hello.
Hi, how's it going? It's Ken, Colleen, and Kurt from Star 102.5.
It's going well.
Well, we were calling because we wanted to see if we could talk to you right. About a date you went on with Melissa. Do you remember Melissa?
Yes, of course. What do you guys want to know about the date?
What are your thoughts about that date?
I mean, it went really well. It went great, actually. We had a ton in common, and, you know, I found her attractive, and I was actually really looking forward to seeing her again. But it was after the date that things didn't really work out.
After the date. Okay, what was that? What was the problem?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, it's kind of embarrassing, and I don't feel like I should say anything about it.
Mm. Oh. Okay. Well, we're going to put you on hold, Will. Take a quick break. Maybe we can, you know, just lean you in that area to share with us a little bit more, because this is
curious. Embarrassing.
Curious.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Boy. Okay.
All right, so hang on the line, Will.
Okay.
Powered by caffeine. Fact checked by whatever appears first in the Google search.
Gets me off to a great start.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning on Star 102.5.